Zakt de Mishnah weiter, Masech de Shabbos, Perik Chav Gimel, Mishnah Hei. In Halacha, there is a tremendous emphasis on Kvoid HaMeis. When someone passes away, Chas V'Shalom, the body should be kept B'derech Kavod. The Neshama is like a Sefer Torah. And the body is like the cover of the Sefer Torah, the coat, the mantle of the Sefer Torah. And now that the Sefer Torah itself is going up to Shemayim, so we want to treat the cover of the Sefer Torah with utmost derech eretz. Although a mess is muktzah on Shabbos, however, the Mishnah teaches us as follows. Once again, Perik Chav Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Oisin kol tzarchi hames. We can take care of all the necessities of the mess. Oisin, we can do kol tzarchi, whatever is necessary, hames, for the dead body. Sachin, we can smear it with oil. Umedichin oisai, and rinse him. Ubulvad, as long as shelo yazizu by aver, you cannot move any of his limbs. Now, if you remember, when we were learning Hilchas Muktzah all the way at the beginning, we discussed that the Isra of Muktzah is to move something, not to touch. Although people say, don't touch, it's Muktzah, really the Isra is to move it. Now, there are certain things, once you touch it, it moves. But in the case of the Meis, we apply the halacha that as long as he's not moving it, it's okay to touch. That's what the Mishnah says. He can shmir, he can rinse, but he can't move, not even an aver, not only the whole mess, but even a single aver, like a hand or a foot. Frek Duran, didn't we learn earlier in Perik Yudches, Mishnah Beis, that you can move along the chicken? You can, like, you know, push him a little bit, prod him a little bit. Well, over there you're moving a limb. So he says that's only because if you don't bring the chicken back, it's going to suffer terribly. So that was a heter al tsar balei chayim. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Shomtin, you can pull away. Shomtin is like the lashon of shmita, to stay away. We've had this lashon before, to slip out. Shomtin, you can pull away as a kar, the pillow, mitachtav, from under him. Umatilin oisei al achoil, and lay him on the sand. What the Mishnah is telling us is that we can't pick up the mace and lay him on the sand. However, if you pull out the pillow or the mattress from underneath, and the mace falls on his own, then that's okay. What is the point of the mace being on the sand? The sand was cool, and therefore that would keep the mace in a better condition. As the Mishnah explains, Bishvil, so that sheyamtin, so that his body will be kept. You see, the body that is kept in a warm place begins to decompose. The guf decomposes as the neshama goes up to Shemayim. And since the pillows and the mattress obviously are going to keep the body warmer, so they have to move it to a place that's going to be cooler, like the dirt floor. Vayitra, says the Mishnah, Koshim, they can tie a selechi, the jaw. Sometimes the mouth begins to sag because there's no kayach in the muscles. So the jaw can be tied up. Loisha yala, you can't do it in such a way that you're going to close it, because that would be moving an aver. But to keep it that it shouldn't open anymore. Where do we have a similar halacha where we're told you can take action to prevent it from going anymore, but you can't totally correct it? It's up to Mishnah Vayter in regard to a beam. V'chein koira, if you have a beam, shenishbra, that broke. Uh-oh, I look up and I see a beam is starting to fall. So soim chenoisa, I can support it b'savsel, with a bench. Let's say I grab a bench, and I lift the bench upright so it keeps the beam from falling anymore. I want a bedavka use a bench, which is not muksa, because, as the Batanur explains, tayres kli olav, oi be'aruches hamita, or the poles of a bed. I can take the side pieces of a bed, which are also long poles, and lift it so that it keeps the beam from falling any further. Loi shetala, I can't do it in such a way where I'm lifting the beam. That would be bina, that would be considered building on Shabbos. Ela shelo taisa, only so that it doesn't continue, it doesn't add on to fall. Let's say you have to touch the word taisa over here. Usually taisa means to increase, but what we really mean over here is that the falling beam shouldn't increase its falling. It shouldn't fall anymore. Just keep it in place. Vaitrizak the Mishnah. Ein ma'amitzin. You cannot close the eyes as a mace of the mace, b'Shabbos on Shabbos, because moving the eyelid, that's the same as moving a limb, which we said before is aser. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, v'loy b'chayil, you shouldn't do it on a weekday, im yitzias nefesh, at the moment that the neshama is leaving. Why is that usur? It's usur to touch a person who is in the matzav of being a goises. That means his neshama is about to leave this world. You see, we're scared that he's still alive, even if it doesn't seem that way so much. And what if, by moving him a drop, he's going to die a second earlier? And that's why, if someone is a geisis, that means that he's mamish ut, it looks like he's about to pass away, chas v'shalom. Then not only aren't you allowed to move the eyelids, you're not allowed to touch anything at all, because every split second of life down here in this world is so precious, and is such a tikkun for the neshama. And that's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah warns us that even during the week, it has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos per se. V'hama'ametz, someone who closes the eyes, im yitzias nefesh, as the neshama is about to leave, hareza shayfech damim. He's considered a murderer. Literally, he spills blood. Because when a person is so weak at that moment, a tiny, tiny movement could cause his neshama to leave him. Okay, so quickly chazring over. We learned in this Mishnah that even though a mess is muktzah, but we can do tzarchei hames, that is necessary for the kavod of the mess, that includes smearing with oil, washing, as long as no aver is actually moved. You can slip the pillow or the mattress from underneath so that the mess goes onto the colder sand where it's going to be better kept. If the jaw opens, you can tie it to the point that it stays the way it is. Loi sheyale, not that you bring it back up, ela shelo yosef, but to make sure it doesn't open anymore. For that matter, we said if a beam broke and it starts to fall, you can support it with a bench that's not muksa or the sideboards of a bed. Again, not to fix it, that would be baina, but so that it doesn't fall anymore. We also learned on Shabbos, you're not allowed to close the eyes, and even during the week, you're not allowed to close the eyes in Yitzias HaNefesh, when we see, but as the Gemara says, the Gemashal the Gemara uses, the light is flickering, we see the Neshama is about to leave him, and the Mishnah concluded, V'hama'ametz in Yitzias Nefesh, Hareza Shoyfech Damim, because Chas V'Shalom, he can take away 1 second of precious life.